Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God. This is Brother Davis standing in for Dr. Youngblood on today, who is with his family at this time. I don't know if you may be aware, but his son went on to be with the Lord on Tuesday evening. We were notified that the brother made the transition from earth to heaven. And we certainly want to keep sending up prayers for them, because at this time, the family is going through, and they still need your prayers. They need strength. They need help. It's very difficult when we lose a loved one. And of course, we need God to stand by our side at all times. So at this time, we're going to go before our Heavenly Father in a word of prayer on behalf of the family of Dr. Youngblood. Amen. O precious and everlasting Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we come before you right now in the humblest way we know how, telling you thank you, God, for your many blessings you bestowed upon us. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. Father, we thank you for your wonderful grace, your tender mercy, your loving kindness, and your great compassion. We thank you, Jesus. God, you brought us from a mighty long way. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, we have already come. But your grace has brought us safe thus far, and your grace shall lead us on home. And now, Father, in the name of Jesus, look on the Youngblood family right now, in the name of Jesus. Look on Brother Gene Jr.'s family. Look on his wife, his children, the grandchildren, and everyone, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to hold them in the hollow of your hand. Comfort them right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them where they're weak and where they're torn down. Build them back up. Father, hold them in the hollow of your hand. Hold them up, Lord Jesus, and don't let them fall. Father, we're asking you to keep them in your loving care right now in Jesus' name. Father, bless Dr. Youngblood, Dr. Dorothy. Bless, Lord God, Brother Greg, Brother Glenn, the whole entire family. Father, they need you right now. In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need a deliverer. In times like these, we need a healer. And Father, we're asking you to do it for them right now, as only you can do. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we're asking you right now, Lord God, to continue to hold them up and comfort them. Lord God, let them know on today, Lord God, that all power is in your hands and that you can do anything but fail. Let them know on today, Lord God, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to give them that joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Father, they need you right now at this critical time. Hold them up, Father. Walk with them and talk with them. Lead them and guide them, Lord God. Bless them and direct them. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Comfort their sorrow and hearts and let them know on today, Lord God, that right now, Brother Gene is wearing a crown. He's in your heavenly kingdom, safe in your arms. Give them comfort right now. Bless them and keep them in your care. For it is in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. We do thank and praise God again for all of you that have tuned in with us on this morning. Amen. We're going to carry on, amen, with the services, amen, on behalf of Dr. Youngblood. And truly, I want to just thank him for the opportunity to be able to stand in for him, entrusting the program into my hands on today. We're going to do the very best that we can, because it's all about Jesus. It's not about us on today. And I just want to say I thank and praise him each and every day. I want to say good morning to all of my friends and family that I asked to tune in and listen to this broadcast on today. I thank God for you, all of my friends and family in Savannah, Georgia. Amen. Good morning to my bride of 35 years. Amen. Thank God for you. I love you so much. Amen. Good morning, amen, to all of my friends down in St. Mary's, Fernandina Beach, all over. Even if you can hear me down in Cocoa Beach and Rockledge and Melbourne, Florida, and all the places where I have friends and family. Good morning to you, and I thank and praise God for all of you being able to tune in with us on this morning. We're going to be talking about on today belief, Christian belief. Why believe God? That's a question. Why believe God? Why do you believe God? Do you believe in God at all? Do you believe that there is a God? Do you believe that God has got all power in his hands? Do you believe in the Father? Do you believe in the Son? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? All of these things are essential to our salvation on today. And I want you to know, if we have any questions or any problems, any hang-ups in these areas, that our salvation stands in jeopardy every hour. Because, amen, the Bible tells us, amen, in the book of Romans, chapter 8, amen, that, amen, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God has to be the one to give us the faith to believe in his word. And if God doesn't give us the faith on today, let me tell you something, we stand, amen, in a world of trouble. In spite of all the things that we are seeing on the television, the news broadcasts, the various things that we confront in each and every day life, we know and understand on today there's a lot of falsehood out there. Sometimes we don't know what to believe. The world is in a turmoil right now in the midst of this pandemic. They're telling us, in light of the threat, to not allow you to work, to buy, sell, travel, go to a restaurant, shop at a store, attend social events, go to games and theme parks, visit the sick at the hospital or nursing home, receive medical attention, even traveling state to state in your own vehicle, cruising, flying, riding the bus, catching a cab, attending church services, et cetera, et cetera. All of these things now are controversial subjects, amen, especially for the people of God, because they're telling you that you're going to need the COVID vaccine passport. What will you do when you are confronted with that? Will you believe in God? Will you trust in him to see you through? This is important for us on today. At this time, we want to thank God for Tools for Time, being a sponsor of this program, located at the intersection of I-295 South and Old St. Augustine Road. Dr. Youngblood always says, look for the American flag flying 165 feet above on the flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. If you see that flag at the base of that flagpole, you will find Tools for Time. Telephone number is 904-260-8744. They have any type of equipment you need when it comes down to taking care of your lawn service. If you're planning on opening up your own business, or even if you want to do a professional job at your own house, Tools for Time carries all types of equipment like Honda, Echo, and many others. And they can help you in those areas if you happen to need equipment to get the job done. So contact them on today, Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. We thank and praise God for that on today. Amen. Do you believe in God? That is the question on today. Why believe in God? When I look at the word of God coming from a spiritual standpoint, the Bible lets us know that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. That is the reason why I spoke on a message not long ago. There is a need for the Holy Ghost. If you do not have the Holy Ghost on today, my friend, then you stand in jeopardy. You got to know and understand that without the Spirit of God in your life, you're going to be deceived, because he is there, the scripture says, amen, to reveal the truth to us. When we go to St. John chapter 16, starting at verse number 13, it says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. This is what the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost is supposed to do for you. He is not going to speak of himself, but he's going to do the job that the Lord has commissioned him to do. And I thank and praise God for the Holy Spirit on today, dwelling deep down in my soul, because if it had not been for the Holy Spirit down on the inside, I would never come to know who Christ Jesus is as my personal Lord and Savior. Why, amen, do we believe in God? We need to know and understand as Christians on today, walking in this world of falsehood. If God doesn't lead us in the paths of righteousness and show us the truth, Satan is going to trick us and trap us up. This is all he does. The Bible says that Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. But he said that I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. This is what I want on today. This is what I desire. I desire that spiritual life, that abundant life that God said I can have, amen, in his holy word. When you look at the book of Romans, amen, chapter 1, verses 18 through 23, we're going to read this just for a brief minute, and then we're going down into a little bit more discussion. The word of God says, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. You see, that goes back to what I said before. A lot of deception is out there. There are a lot of people that knows right from wrong, but they have another agenda. They don't want to see you get what it is that God has for you. They would rather lead you down a dead-end road and trap you up to where you end up not getting what it is that God promised you can have according to his holy word. It says, verse number 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Notice and understand this. There are people that know that God is real. They know that God has all power. Yet on today, and I still can't understand why Christians, why they don't believe in the word of God like they should believe. Why don't they trust God like they should trust in him? Know this and understand this also, that word Christian means to be a follower of Christ. And in order for you to follow him, you must believe in him and believe in his word. So as we look at the verses that was read, we see that there are people that know the truth, but they are holding the truth back in unrighteousness. And it went on down a little bit further to say in verse number 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. All of those things do not have life in them. When you look at an idol, and I believe that's what he was describing in that last verse of scripture right there, how people rather worship an idol before they worship the true and living God. They put more confidence in the thing that they see, touch, and feel rather than in the invisible God who is right there. He told us that he would never leave us nor forsake us. In fact, in the Great Commission, Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. That's the kind of man I want to be with. One that I know is in my corner. One that will be with me through thick and thin. You know, sometimes when you think you have friends and you find yourself in trouble, my pastor used to tell me when trouble get thick, then your friends thin out. Well, that's not what you need. That's not what you will find in God. God will be right there for you until the very end. In fact, the scripture tells us to cast all of our cares upon him because he cares for us. And this is what I love about God on today. Lest I forget, let me make sure to mention to you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. If you want to be a part of this discussion on today, if you want to put your two cents worth in any comments, Or if you just want to say, hello, country boy, how you doing on today? I thank and praise God for that also. Amen. You're welcome to call us. Amen. And we'll try our best to entertain your questions and your comments. Amen. But we do thank God again. Amen. For his word, because his word is the truth. When confronted by the Lord Jesus Christ in the book of John, chapter 18, I believe it was Pontius Pilate. When Jesus stood before him, Pilate said, verse number 37, John 18 and 37, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should come and that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? I wonder, is anybody asking that question on today? What is truth? Even when it comes down to God, we are asking, what is truth? Listen, notice and understand this, my friend. It's very important for you today as a Christian to get as close to God as you can. Get so close to him till you can feel his very heartbeat. This is what God desires. He desires his people to walk close with him so that when questions like these arise, we won't have any problem believing his word. Pilate said, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. I believe that's a big problem when it comes down to the people in the world on today, fault finding. A lot of people are out there seeking faults. And let me tell you something, my friend, I have a big problem when it comes down to a Christian telling me that they find faults in the Bible, that the Bible is full of flaws, that men wrote the Bible. Notice and understand this, in the book of Peter, the Bible said, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And let me tell you something, the Holy Ghost don't make no mistakes. So if the Holy Ghost was the one inspiring them what to write, then you must know and understand that there are no flaws in the word of God. If that's the way you feel, my friend, you are already defeated. But you must know and understand, in order for you to get what it is that God says you can have from his holy word, you must trust and believe in him. You must take this whole Bible from cover to cover as the truth. You can't have no hang-ups. You can't have no doubts. You can't be fault-finding. You must believe in the word of God as the whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is why the whole world is living in error on today. When we look at the schools, when we look at the government, some people say there's no place for God in the government. They have put God out of the schools. Yet and still, and I'm talking about through bar and prayer. They don't want prayer in schools. Y'all already know that. Many of y'all are aware of the thing that they are doing in society that is anti-God, anti-Christian, all over the whole world, not just in the United States. Christians are being persecuted. Some overseas are having their heads cut off just because they are called by the name of the Lord as a Christian. Notice and understand this, that even in that very dark hour, God has not left them. So we have to know and understand, when we see trouble come like this, people want to know, and I have heard it said over and over many a times, especially when something bad happens, where was God? You told him to leave. You told him you didn't want him in there. When they came and shot up the schools, this just happened on the other day. They had a shootout at a school out there in the West. I think one person died and a few of them got injured. Well, somebody asked a question, where was God? He was right there. But you told him that you did not want him at the school. So when God moves his hand of protection off of your life, let me tell you something, my friend. Satan will come in and wreak havoc in your life. So notice and understand this on today. God is all we need in this world. When we look at, amen, his word, the word of God, even though it was written by men, the scriptures are God's word to man. Over 2,000 times. Now, this is the research that are done on the word of God. Are they spoken or alluded to as the word of God. You will find this many places in the scripture. Sometimes, amen, you can look in, amen, the Bible, and you will see that the word of God is just plainly called the word of God. Other times it's called the word of the Lord. Other times it's called the word of Christ. Other times it's called the word of life. Other times it's called the word of truth. And other times it's called the word of faith. And of course, you can find that in Colossians 3 and 16, Philippians 2 and 16, Ephesians 1, 13, Romans 10 and 8, 1 Thessalonians 2, 13, Hebrews 4, 12, Ephesians 6, 17, Mark 7 and 13, Colossians 1, 25, John 10 and 35, and Luke 8 and 11. And of course, again, if you need me to repeat that, you can contact me at any time and I will share this information with you so that you will know the truth, where you can find the truth pertaining to God's word. Notice and understand this. The Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, you see, you don't believe in him just one time and you don't believe anymore. That's a continuous process. You must believe and keep on believing in God. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's very essential for us to believe on today. Once again, that number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We are talking about the subject on today. Why believe God? Why do you believe God? Do you believe in the word of God? Do you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Truly, we thank God, amen, for his word on today. We're going to the book of 1 John. That's going to be the bulk of what we talk about in the broadcast on today. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Why is it essential? This is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make a connection with you to let you realize and know and understand why is it so essential for you to believe God and believe in his word. Amen. 1 John, amen, chapter 5, beginning at verse number 1. And the scripture says, whosoever believeth, that's anybody. That means sin a man, sin a woman, sin a boy, or sin a girl. Whosoever believeth, mm-hmm, that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Now, let me help you to notice and understand this now. I'm not saying a sinner man or a sinner woman is already born again. God just gave the open invitation in that verse of scripture to let you know that the invitation is open for anybody that wants to believe in him. But this particular scripture here is more or less speaking to those who have already accepted Christ, those who have already said yes to Jesus Christ, those who are already born again and filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. Now, he said, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone, you see, the invitation is still open. He wants you to be saved. Amen. Everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. Speaking about the Father and the Son in that one verse of scripture, because God is the one that begat Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us, amen, that Jesus had an immaculate virgin birth. Amen. Mankind didn't have anything to do with that. Amen. He was born of God, amen, to the Virgin Mary. And if it had not been so, he wouldn't have been able to die on the cross for our sin, because God needed a perfect sacrifice. And I can remember many a time Dr. Youngblood taught us in the class, amen, about, amen, the impeccability of Jesus Christ, amen, the impeccability of his blood, amen. If his blood had been sinful, amen, he could not have died on the cross for our sins. But because, amen, he was impeccable, amen, and he could not sin, Praise God. I thank God for that. I feel the Spirit already. Amen. Because he could not sin. Amen. He came, amen, as the Lamb of God. Amen. Who's able to take away the sins of the world. Amen. But when we look at verse number 2, we're going back to 1 John 5. And this is verse number 2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Notice and understand this. In this same book of 1 John, it tells us that God is love. And I'm so glad about that on today. In spite of the bad things that seem to happen sometime, and you might feel like your back is against the wall and God is not there, why did he leave me all by myself? Notice and understand this. He's right there. He is right there. You can reach out and touch him. He is right there. But notice and understand this. Your heart must be fixed and your mind must be made up. You must, amen, be a pure individual. And I'm not talking about, amen, something that you accomplish through works of your own. Because notice and understand this. You can't do anything to save yourself or to make yourself right. This Bible tells me, amen, that God has the power to call the things that be not as though they were. Amen. So in other words, amen, he declares you as righteous. Accept the righteousness of Jesus Christ by faith, then you become, amen, one of the children of God. And this is what I love about him on today. Amen. So if we love, amen, the children of God, amen, then we love God and we keep his commandments. That's what verse number 2 says. Amen. For this is the love of God, verse number 3, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Amen. It's just as easy to do right as it is to do wrong. The old people used to tell us, amen, in the church, and I can remember this, amen, that's why I value them. I have so much love and respect, amen, for all the elders that have gone on, amen, and are, amen, up there right now in heaven, amen, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They used to tell us, amen, that you need to have, amen, a well-made-up mind. Amen. If you have a well-made-up mind that you're going to do right, and they used to call that a do-right mind, amen, you can get somewhere with God. It's easy, amen, to do what the Word of God says do, amen, when you have the Spirit of God down on the inside leading you, guiding you, amen, in the right direction, because he's going to keep you in context with the commandments of God so that you can live a productive life and do the things that a child of God ought to be doing. Anytime you see a child of God doing something out of context with the Word of God, you must know he's headed down the wrong direction. And except he repent, my friend, he's going to stay out of fellowship with God. So it's very important for us, amen, to believe God. Believe in his commandments. Believe that he's telling us the right thing in his word. He only means good for us, even though sometimes we don't seem to get the results we desire. That doesn't mean that God might have said no to your prayer request. It just may not be time for that to be fulfilled in your life at that time. I used to hear the old people say, amen, he may not come when you want him, but when he comes, he's always on time. And this is what I love about him on today. Amen. We just thank God, amen, for the discussion on today. Why believe God? Why do you believe in God? My friend, it's very important for you to believe God on today. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your house on today. We got to take a break for the top of the hour news. Amen. We ask you to hang in there. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back in just a minute.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.